you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The government, through the HeartTrust NTA, is to roll out another social intervention program to assist young people without academic qualifications or skills training to gain employment. The program is called the National Unattached Youth Program, NUYP, and is set to get started this July. We hear more about this program in today's edition of Career Talk. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Estimate of the number of young people who have left school with uncertain qualifications and who have not found employment varies between 130,000 and 150,000 annually. The proneness to engage in antisocial behavior or of actual criminal behavior is most prone among those.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Minister Thwaites says the National Unattached Youth Program, NUYP, was born out of a directive from Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller to craft an initiative to assist the large number of unattached youth across the island. After being piloted in two constituencies, the NUYP is now ready for implementation, with the first batch of participants set to get started in July.
The idea is that at least 100 unattached youth to be chosen by the members of parliament will be enrolled in a program supported by HEART. 21 constituencies will be the second phase of the program beginning early July 2015. The remaining constituencies will come on board towards the end of the year, no later than January 2016. We trust in the maturity of the political representatives who are here, that where there are people of a different political tendency, that they will be mature enough to have some consultation and give some path to persons of the other political party.
The NUYP will target individuals between the ages of 17 and 30 who do not have academic skills or certification. It will also facilitate training and job placement for skilled persons having difficulties securing employment through its apprenticeship program. Executive Director of HeartTrust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, goes into more detail.
We recognize that this cohort of individuals will vary, and so our intervention will be according to the level at which these persons are. We recognize that some persons will be very low in terms of numeracy, English and mathematics, and need help in that regard. We recognize that persons would have been trained already, but are in need of exposure and experience. Our apprenticeship program will help to drive that activity. And then those who really need to better gain a skill in an area that will allow them to be employable or perhaps start their own employment. And so this program will provide for all of that to happen.
Several other state organizations will lend assistance to the NUYP, including the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, and the National Youth Service. As much as possible, participants will be placed in training or employment opportunities available within their communities.
We would prefer if you can find some person, some private sector person or some state element that is doing something to which trainees can be attached and where they can gain training and also provide some service during that process of training. A skill of their choice, a skill which is available in your area.
Participants will be engaged from Monday to Thursday under the program and will receive $500 per day. Where lunch is provided, they will be given $300. If all you've heard so far has piqued your interest, you can get more details about the National Unattached Youth Program by contacting the HeartTrust NTA at 929-34108. Don't let this opportunity for skills training and personal development pass you by. Contact your Member of Parliament and have yourself referred for the National Unattached Youth Program. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.